The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Well, we all sound good. It's been nice.
Yeah, dude, welcome to recording a fucking weekly NFL podcast on three different teams.
Finally no echo, huh? He fucking nailed it after three podcasts. There we go.
He said your shit fucking sucks, boy. Yeah. That's what he said.
Hey, yeah, dude, you sound like trash, dude. I got high quality over here.
Nah, I got the free feed and the old Yeti mic, right? Let me just have this. It's okay. Jeez. I wrote the outline, which is going to be riddled with typos.
Old, dude. I'm the new hotness. You're old and busted.
Old and busted. Jesus. All right. You ready? Is it time?
Sure.
Hey. Yeah. All right. Well, it's pretty nostalgic, but hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. Now, there are a ton of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there, too. They all, up until 2028, can play physical media, and then we're all done after that. So,
you said pod ass.
I know, I was going to say, that's how much it's been, how long it's been since we're into the podcast.
I know, yeah. Honestly.
He said pod ass.
Pod ass. That's what
we, it was a great pod ass.
That was a pod ass, baby. Anyway, I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is, at last back, James Brizuela. Hey.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've done this. I don't even know how to talk about gaming anymore. Let's do it.
Yeah, I forgot like how to record and all this stuff, honestly. But anyways, also here is longtime stalwart Alex Cordova, at last back.
I know you can't see me, but I have my hands up like Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights, just standing there. And I don't know what to do with my hands now.
That was me after the proposal. I was like, I don't know what to do with my hands. What do I do? What do I do here? What is my purpose in this?
You're
life?
Like, just hold on to the ring. As soon as I hand the ring over, it's good, and I'm ready. I'm set. We're fine.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, we got quick bits. I only put four because honestly, I feel like these major stories, I kind of went a little hard on them. Because let me actually bold that one right there. That's good. Yeah, it's a lot. So. And that should not be bullet points. Whatever.
Well, hey, can we just talk about the first being back over a year, and now you want to kick off the very first story that we do with the Nintendo Switch story?
There's a flow.
And, right, there's and, a flow. Oh, actually, there's a flow. There's three fucking Nintendo Switch stories, and one. Okay, you know what? I'm not even gonna go in. Just. Go.
I'll take care of the quick bits today. Welcome Christ. Back. Oh my god, I remember this now. Hey. Anyways, a new version of the Switch 2 will be available to European consumers thanks to new battery regulation for mobile devices. Yay! Including iPhones. So
you know what? I can't even be mad at Nintendo right now just because of the big news story here. So good job, Nintendo. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. No, it's not even they didn't even want to do it. Europe made them do it. So batteries will now need to be replaceable. Everybody rejoice. Congratulations. Let's bring that shit to the USA, baby.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it, everybody. the 10 people that bought a Switch 2, we did it.
Fastest selling console, baby. What are you talking about? Anyways.
There's dozens of us. Dozens.
The Never News, the Never Nintendos.
just do the next two fucking bits together, too, since it's all fucking one Switch fucking...
How do you know, all right? But then Microsoft's the third one, anyways.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see the third one, dude. Nobody cares, dude.
Speaking of Switch, the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion Remastered will be fully on cart for its physical release, along with the upcoming co-op game Orbitals. So,
and if you're not living 10 years ago, you can go get a PS5 and play the game the way it's intended. Yeah.
No, it's and if you buy the disc, only the dungeon part is actually on there, and you can just download the rest. You'd be fine.
I just want to reiterate what James said, and because of the major news story that we will be covering, I will not be bad-mouthing Nintendo for this decision, or ZeniMax or whoever made this call.
I think it's ZeniMax, but good for them.
But yeah,
they can use the pat on the back right now.
Honestly. Welcome to 2018, fucking Elder Scrolls 4. You know, on a Switch.
Wait, did the remaster come out in 2018?
No, it's called Sarcasm no. Flynn.
Oh Jesus! I'm like, am I missing something?
Anyways, yeah. We can tell you've been out of it. Wow.
Oh my God! I've had a weekend of drinking. Okay, let me recover real quick. Developers Toys for Bob has expressed interest in working on a Banjo and Kazooie sequel. That's right, after their brand new Spyro game. Quote, if Microsoft lets us. So let's see.
Yeah, the highly requested Banjo and Kazooie sequel. The highly
been requested.
Just do what Nintendo does and just give us a remastered version that nobody asked for, like Star Fox, and just be done with it. How about that?
So fun. It's great.
It's the same.
We'll talk about
game.
That later. It's
Malibu Stacy with the new hat, dude.
You know what? This is probably your most apt analogy on that one. That's kind of close.
It is literally just Malibu Stacy.
It is a beautiful hat. Anyways, GTA 6 is officially available for pre-order with two separate versions. The standard retailing for $80 and the Ultimate Edition for $100. And the Ultimate Edition will have a lot more story. Or something, I'm not 100% sure, but both versions will be a code in the box and forego a traditional physical release. Whew. That's fun. Rockstar did numbers on that one, huh? So,
I mean, look, they projected it was going to be $100, and that's technically true. So,
we've been saying it for a
while. You can't be mad at them for doing exactly what everybody thought they were going to do. I mean, the stores being locked out if you don't have the Ultimate Edition is kind of lame.
Shady, dude. I don't like that.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, what you know, long dead are the days when we used to be able to just unlock extra stuff with like playing in game. So that kind of sucks.
I miss cheat codes. Cheat codes was fun. See? Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for the cheat codes are one thing, but like I said, like for instance, like your League of Legends and stuff like that, MOBAs, like and. Even Fortnite, you earn money as you play. It may take you a while, but I mean, they could have done that at least with GTA 6 and give everybody like X amount of hours or whatever that you play, you unlock or whatever.
You can buy those shirts at that one store now. You're good.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I feel like I know they didn't really elaborate, but the Ultimate Edition stores, quote unquote, or the mod shops, I feel like they're going to be like a premium. I don't think they're going to be like you can only mod your car if you buy the $100 edition, like, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's going to be more. Like, the $80 standard, right? It's going to have the basic fucking stores or whatever. And then the Ultimate Edition one's going to have where all the fucking cool things. And, you want Nas that glows light blue? That's only in the Ultimate Edition. But, you know, that's just my... I feel like that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But who knows? We won't know until...
I don't know. To me, it's like, you can change your car these four colors, but you get the fifth color, you get that $100 edition.
Yeah,
that's what I think. It's a really good color you're missing out on, too. So, you know, you better get your shit together.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, I mean, if there's one game that's going to push the limit, I'd rather give GTA 6 $80 than fucking Mario Kart World $80, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they didn't even give us DLC for that, so I'm with you on that one. That's... Thankfully, those are the games. So.
Oh no, the console seller's not selling. Oh no, what are we to do?
Honestly, I miss Mario Kart Circuit. That shit, or not Circuit, the 8 Deluxe. That shit was untouchable. But anyways, this is why we brought the podcast back. Not for these physical editions that are coming out, but physical editions that are not coming out. So. Cordova, would you like to handle this next news story?
Yeah, I bet. Fucking, I mean, yeah, you know what? You're a real piece of work. That's all
I'm gonna say. You wanted to do this. You do it.
So
you pull the goddamn trigger.
The big story that has brought us back together is that Sony has officially gone on records and they're going to kill physical media. Ooh. So... Sony has landed a death blow to physical media collectors and the used games industry. Sorry, GameStop. Sony recently announced it would
stop... They've sold games for years, please.
That's true. Sony recently announced it would stop manufacturing discs for all new PlayStation games released after January 2028. making its branded digital storefront the only option to purchase games for PlayStation consoles. Sony's blog posts announcing the move away from physical media cites, quote, broader consumer trends in the entertainment industry, end quote. From Sony's own reporting, 15% of all games sold for the PlayStation series of consoles are physical copies, while digital represents 85% of the total sales. You want to keep going with the next one?
I'd like to jump in here real quick and say I am part of that 15%, so I'm sorry. I have not bought a physical game in quite some time because I don't care. So my bad, everybody. This one's on me, kind of.
Yeah, I'm gonna blame this on James too. So I'm with you on that one. Yeah,
that's all right. I mean, at least I buy current great games and not fucking remasters of stuff that came out 15 plus years ago.
Hey, what? They're good remastered. I can get it physically.
Yeah. Did you buy Star Fox physically?
Yeah.
Liar.
That's how I got it 2 days ahead of time.
Liar.
Freaking liar.
Nope.
Liar.
All right.
My little carry on. Makes the street date. We're good.
You want me to finish it? Should finish I finish it?
Finish it.
A change.org petition has already reached 172,000 signatures.
It's not so easy, huh?
Begging Sony to reverse the move, but the company has remained silent on the matter since its blog post last week, which, breaking news, they actually did post today, advertisement for the wireless fight stick, which was soon overtaken with everyone telling them, canceling.
Address the elephant in the room, if you will.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny.
It was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just
That's
saw
exactly
that.
Sorry, the next sentence. I was gonna, yeah. No, I like your version. Your version was good too, okay?
All right.
It's very natural. So, yeah, please.
So naturally, that post has been regraded to hell. And Microsoft is currently working on a, quote, physical to digital transfer, end quote, though they have already removed their physical games from storefronts, for which Sony is likely to follow suit once production stops completely. So, like James said, I get it, but at the same time, I feel like there should always be an option, because here's one big thing that I know a lot of people were like, oh, I'm going to PC and all that, and people were like, dumbass, PC's digital too. But here's the thing with PC, you can go to 10 different digital stores to buy one game, so you have an option, right? Right now, Steam has a huge sale, but let's say another one, which is a big one, is GOG, and they don't have that sale, but that's the option for PC players. Sony is gonna make it to where, guess what, you can only buy their game on their store, and you know what, God of War Ragnarok, I'm only gonna put it on sale for $40 right now, instead of secondhand store would have it for fucking $20 or something.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what people are more upset about. It's not the whole like, oh, we only want to play disc in our games. It's more along the lines of taking away that choice, which is big,
I think. That, and like there's this big conversation about like, now we're just renting our games, because honestly, like if you look at the digital policies between every console maker, they can really shut your shit down at any time. So you ain't got no disc, you ain't got something you just tag in there and just play, like that just doesn't, it's not going to happen anymore. So you really are at their mercy, like no matter what.
Like I said, I'm part of the 15%. Like I just don't. My main thing was like I really didn't want to like give money to GameStop and trade in a physical copy of a game that I never touched for like years. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, where I draw the line is where they just quietly remove those movies from people's libraries.
Oh, and I didn't like, include that in there. Yes.
And screw them, you know, after it was purchased. That's where I'm like, that's horseshit. Because if you buy a digital copy, that shouldn't mean you own it digitally. Mm-hmm. And there should be no reason or rhyme or reason or way that they can take that away from you. And I think that's the horseshit part. Obviously, like I said, I've been buying digital games for a long time now because it's easier. You can just buy it on the store. But if there's a way in which they can take that away from you after you digitally purchase it, I think that's the horseshit part. So if they're not going to put that ironclad in, you know, whatever it is, their policies moving forward, then they need to completely back away from this. And that's not to say. Oh, I saw a report too. I forgot exactly what it was, but I want to say it was from Australia, where they're saying that the physical Sony games outweigh the digital by a vast margin. It's like the opposite of the 85-15%.
So that makes sense. Yeah.
Right. And so like then you go to those regions where they can't, like, you know, digitally or whatever, like, you know, they can't get the game online as easy as everybody else. So what are you going to do with that? You're really going to lose whatever percentage of sales that is. I highly doubt Sony's going to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to come of this. I don't know how they're going to backtrack. I don't even know if this was just a ploy for them to be like, hey, this is what we're going to do. But just kidding, guys. We listen to the fans and they're going to back off of it. But like I said, I just think the biggest horseshit move was the fact that they got to remove movies from people's library that were already purchased. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And they removed it because of the contract licensing, quote unquote, that Sony had with the studio, right? It ran out.
Yeah.
And they just said, you guys can't have that movie anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that alone in especially in the video game world, not to give Microsoft any kudos here, but they, you know, they have a very good backwards compatible program where games that I bought on my 360, I can still download on my current Series X, right?
Yeah.
But even that's not perfect because there are games, even on Steam and stuff, that have been delisted that you, unless you bought it at the time, you can't re-download it. Things like a lot of movie, Transformers, War for Cybertron, and Fall for Cybertron.
Yeah.
Those, at the time, were licensed by Activision. And when the license ran out, Activision just removed them from all storefronts and said, yeah, we're not going to pay Microsoft to keep our game on there, so now no one can play it. Type of thing, you know? So
just real quick, this is going to happen to a lot of licensed games coming forward, I think, at some point. But not to kind of take away your Microsoft kudos real quick. Xbox is backwards. I'm reading this headline right now. I didn't put that in the next part. But Xbox's backwards compatibility program and cloud gaming lead has been laid off from Microsoft after 37 years. Quote, I wish the team nothing but success. End quote.
Well,
so there goes that one right there. I heard that. I'm like, I was going to put that in. But, you know, the next round is already really bad. But whatever. We'll just throw it in here. Yeah. I don't like this at all. Again, I'm like you guys. I'm a digital boy for 90% of the shit that I get, for sure. But there's always those games I'm unsure about. I'll buy it physically and just trade it later on.
Yeah.
And get something out of it. Because what if I beat it too quick or I realize I was like, whatever. But like Metroid Prime 4 is sitting in there right now. I'm on the very last boss, last level. I ain't beating that shit at all. That shit sucks. I'm going to change it for something else. But now I'm like, what value does that have? Really?
Right. I don't know why, but when you talked about that guy being laid off, I just thought of Ray Patterson from the Simpsons episode, the trash guy.
Oh,
he's like, oh gosh, you know, I'm not much on speeches, but it's so gratifying to leave you wallowing in the mess you've made. You're screwed. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Was that Steve Martin doing that voice too?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know. This is it's crazy. I mean, obviously this was always the way it was going to go. We know that. I mean, it was always going to go to digital storefronts no matter what, because of just like, you know, obviously COVID changed everything and like just everything in general is just moving that way. But for them to be able to just remove whatever the hell they want whenever they want is horseshit.
So I agree. I mean, I get too that like the whole disc system, the way it's been rolled out right now, like you still have to download a lot. You still have day one patches. You still have all the bullshit that's happening. But like, you know, if you already have that on the system, just there is still a version of this game that lives on that disc. That you know, if we get a fucking earthquake in California, I ain't downloading anything for a little bit, you know. Think about other countries like Brazil or some other ones that got to import all this shit, and like their storefronts are all fucked up.
Yeah. Well, also too, the one big part of this that you didn't put in there was the fact that when they announced this, I think it was the same day, they also announced that they put another expiration date on the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation Vita store.
Yes, they did.
So people are now there and they have lists. Yeah, it's not a huge list, but there are lists where people are like, hey, these 20, 25 games are only available on PS3, and once this store shuts down, that's it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to buy this or anything, right? So I know that we have a dirty word here that I've talked about a lot of times, the yo-ho, yo-ho, Pirate's Life for Me word, but
what are you talking about?
or modding or emulators or, you know, all that stuff. But those things exist because of shit like this where, hey, who knows? A 10-year-old kid who has no idea right now might want to play, you know, an obscure fucking Japanese game that was only available on the PS3. So he can't buy it. So, of course, he's going to go to the piracy route on a PC or something.
Yeah. No, so poor Katamari Damacy series has just been fucked over generation after generation. Just
Well, I mean, honestly, no. They said that one of the big Sony franchises that's left there is Infamous series. There's three Infamous games that you can't play on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
PlayStation 6.
That's a huge fucking series, too.
You can play, I mean, you can stream them, but you can't own them.
Fuck off. Streaming still ain't good.
So,
well, that's Microsoft's cloud lead is looking for a job. Maybe it'll get better, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, but I think a lot of people are more upset at the taking away the option. And I believe also they got sued. Someone, they're going to try to get a class action going for now trying to monopolize the play, like the game type of store or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, like I said, I mean, PC is vastly different in regards to the options you have to buy a game on PC compared to, hey, yeah, you can only buy it through our store, guys, and we're going to charge you whatever we want.
Yeah. I think another workaround for this, too, is maybe let Steam on the PlayStation. Maybe if you're going to do shit like this, give us, like, the Epic Game Store, all these digital fronts that you can do. They have versions of the game already. Might as well give it over to them, but, you know, whatever.
Another little caveat to the story for one is I think Sony did announce that they're going to stop putting their first-party games on PC as well. So
this just keeps getting worse.
Well, no, they had like a double whammy. They were like, hey, on Wednesday, we're going to say, hey, guys, sorry, PC, no more, you know, day one games for you. If you want it, you have to buy a PlayStation. And then the next day, hey, guys, PS3 and Vita store are closing. And then finally Friday, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and stop making physical media. Like, they had a streak of...
They opened the floodgates. They're like, all right, pick one thing to get mad about. And then you guys just, in 2 weeks, let's forget about it, right? You got a fighting stick coming out?
Yep. So...
Oh, okay. Well, that was fun news. I don't know. You guys have any other thoughts before we move on to the next one?
I mean, I said my piece.
Yeah, I think me too. That hurts a little bit. James? James still alive over there?
Woozle wazzle? I don't know.
Would you like to take the next one, James?
Sure. Massacre at Microsoft. Xbox new CEO, Asha Sharma, recently announced 4,800 layoffs for their game division. Departure of our studios, warning that the company had, quote, spread ourselves too thin, end quote. This comes as Microsoft's goal of hitting 77 million Game Pass subscribers by 2026 failed completely, having only maintained 30 million subscribers to date.
Damn.
She also did say that their strategy was a complete failure. To be honest, I mean, at least she was trying in her defense. You know, she did a lot of great things, but, you know, it wasn't sustainable. Anyway, so among the huge cuts are portions of id Software, makers of Doom and Quake, and a significant portion of the Bethesda software staff, makers of Fallout and The Elder Scrolls. Bethesda's own union called out Microsoft for letting go of employees that had been in the company for decades. Bethesda's broader company, Zenimix, sure.
Okay, definitely did that one wrong.
Zenimix.
Put in your coffee. It's great.
Is the target for a complete restructure, with Even Machine Games being hit after the successes of Indiana Jones and the Wolfenstein series. That sucks, because Indiana Jones is fantastic. Anyway, Double Fine, creators of Psychonauts, are allowed to go independent, along with Compulsion Games, who recently created We Happy Few and South of Midnight. Ninja Theory, creators of the Hellblade games, are actively being sold alongside Undead Labs, who have worked almost exclusively on State of Decay. Arkane, the creators of Dishonored and Deathloop, still lie with an uncertain future as Xbox is in active negotiations with the French government to save the studio. No word on what will happen to the studio's upcoming Blade game of Marvel, and no word on the Blade movie either. Blade is just going to die a horrible death. Activision Blizzard has not been affected so far.
Call of Duty, you fucking keep pumping those motherfuckers out.
Yeah. I mean, they sell, dude. What do you want from them? You know what I mean? Like,
do they sell, though? Do they now?
I mean, they I guess they must.
They'll sell.
They yeah. must.
They are literally only. They are the only ones. I think Blizzard put out a statement being just straight, just like, it's a really sad day for everybody else.
Yeah. honestly, this really sucks for Arcane because Deathloop to me was a fantastic game. Like, it was so good and so interesting. And I was hoping that they were going to do a sequel. So that kind of really blows. I mean, they haven't died yet. Obviously, they're waiting for the French government. But, man, this is crazy. This is the most... I mean, we've covered layoffs a lot, and this is the most.
This is a red wedding scenario, honestly, yeah. right here, yeah. like, for wow. sure. I'm with you on that one. Arcane Games, there's not a lot of other studios that can make a game that feels like an Arcane game. Like, yeah. Dishonored, I haven't played a game that feels like that at all. So, yeah. like, to lose that pool of talent is shit for the gaming industry, honestly. Like, State of Decay is kind of whatever, and the other yeah. one's fine, but, like, dude... What the fuck?
Deathloop was like what I told you, Alex. It was like Team Fortress, like style animation, but it was like BioShock together. Mm-hmm. It's just a fantastic game. Anyway.
Yeah, and then also I didn't include this, but among the cuts for id Software, it's most of the team behind the id engine, which is why Doom runs so well because it's their yeah. in-house engine yeah. they've been updating since like. Forever. Fucking Wolfenstein back in the 90s and shit. So, like, to lose that big a segment is insane.
Also, I think that the Doom Dark Ages just got DLC that dropped today on the same day or yesterday when they fucking announced that. Say, like, hey, thanks for the DLC, guys. Now you're fired.
Yeah, go look for other work.
yeah, so it was like everyone was calling them out on that shit, too. Because, yeah, Microsoft definitely has not avoided any type of scrutiny online. Like, you know, it's more targeted to them saying, like, hey, you know, like 77 million Game Pass, huh? Well, maybe you should cut that number down a little bit because, yeah, I don't know how you're going to fucking get that much people. I mean, they tried. I think one of the last... stories maybe we covered last year was about how they were increasing the price of Game Pass due to Call of Duty getting on there. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean, though, is like if people aren't buying Game Pass for Call of Duty, then no one's gonna buy Game Pass for any game, you know.
Yeah, and also okay, there's a couple things on there. You bring some really good points, because I know the first thing the CEO did, Sharma, was reduce the price of Game Pass to yeah. make it a little more accessible. But then they had to, because of the fucking AI and all these goddamn data centers, the price of an Xbox console is so much more than when this generation first launched. It's not even close.
It's not even just Xbox, dude. It's everything.
Everything. yeah, but I feel like Xbox got it the worst. Like, yeah. the Series S should not be that expensive. A $500 console.
Hold on. They didn't get it the worst. Because there was a little hype machine that I was all hyped for all year called the Steam Machine that got
really fucked. Ooh, I forgot about the Steam Machine.
Then now I'm just like, you know what? Nope, not even. Might as well fucking just make another PC at that price.
For reals, though. Like, what the hell? But no,
hey. The cheapest version of that is now $1,080.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Hey, you can do all the image generation stuff, though. Just, like, you know, put, like... Uh-huh. some people's face on other faces. That's what AI does. It does some shit like that. I don't know. It's not worth it.
I was going to ask, too, do you guys remember back in the good old days when, as the longer console generation would go on, that consoles would go down in price where you can even buy another console or, hey, let me buy this remodel that's fucking $300 less than what I bought my original PlayStation 4 at?
I was banking on that for the PS5. I waited specifically for that scenario to happen.
Yeah.
Because I was ready to jump in. Now, well, I'm priced out. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's too much. Yeah. A holiday sale does nothing for me now.
you stick to your little Switch 2 and your little game.
I'm happy with my Switch 2 and my physical copies, dude. It's great. It's going to last me way through 2028. yeah. No, I mean...
Well... I also, too, like I saw someone talk about, I think it was on Reddit or something. Someone was saying that, like, with all this bad news, it's like, is it finally time to just say that, like, gaming's kind of not a sustainable, like, it's due for a crash, basically, of some type of proportion.
I think it's a slow death.
Yeah. Whether that be dying or whether that be people just slowly losing interest.
Well, they're getting priced out. They're getting priced out of a hobby. Like, that to me is the worst fucking thing. You're getting, we, growing up as children, you know, a console, like, at some point, again, like, you're right, they go down in price, and for maybe the last 2 or 3 years of that console's life cycle, you can enjoy all those other games you missed out those first couple, and you're fine. Or being an early adopter wasn't essential. Like, the GameCube was, like, $200 when it came out. Like, there's nothing for, even with inflation, it was, like, $240-something. Like, there's nothing like that right now. And, I mean, that's kids not having the opportunity to get into real games. They gotta get free games that they can play on their iPad and then maybe be good at it with touchscreen. Don't even know what a fucking controller does. It's a whole generation's missing out.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Well, here's a nice little question for everyone. Mm-hmm. With, like, the way it's going right now, is there any hype whatsoever about a PlayStation 6 or next, what are they called? The Helix Xbox?
Helix, yeah.
I mean, because I have zero interest in anything that's going to be fucking north of $1,000.
It's just, I mean, if they're releasing a console with no disc drive and it's far more expensive, then no, hell no, there's no way, because it should be the no disc equivalent of what we got right now. It should not be the max amount of money, regardless of what the hardware in it, if you don't have a disc drive. Like, that would make no damn sense. So if they're going to be $1,000, hell no.
Yeah, dude, I don't even like paying $1,000 for my phone. Like, I let that shit go every couple of years, you know. Like, I wait because I do my job on my phone. I have to, kind of, you know. But for a console, like, that thing lasts me for like a decade.
Well, also too, I read somewhere that someone said, you know, a big not, I don't want to say conspiracy theory, but like the end game, maybe, of these tech places, not just Microsoft, but probably Sony. I don't know about Nintendo. But they want to treat game consoles like phones in regards to, hey, $20. I mean, I'm sorry, 24 months at $30 a month, you know, and you can have this fancy new game console. But even that, I'm still like, ew. I don't think I would do that.
I don't think, right? I'm not seeing a graphical or anything benefit at that big a leap.
Yeah.
To do that every 2 years. Yep. Like, that makes no sense to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't know.
I've been saying it since fucking, I don't know, 100 episodes ago or whatever. That remember how they always advertise the PS4? Or no, I'm sorry, the PS5 and the PS5 Pro is 8K. There is no such thing right now as 8K. There is nothing on the market that pushes 8K. There's fancy OLED screens, but there is no 8K pure gaming game anywhere.
No. Yeah. like nothing. What kind of small, like, what are you going to do, like, Pong 8K? Like, fuck, that's the only thing that can handle it.
That's what I mean, is, like, dude, like, you have that advertised on there for nothing. Nothing. Yeah. No one's asking for that.
No, it's like, they're all liars. They're just liars. They lie. Oh,
man. You know, I take this back. This is a bad idea. We shouldn't have did this.
No, I'm getting too hot, dude. I'm getting way too hot with this fucking thing.
It's pissing me off.
Yeah, but you know what? It needed to be discussed because, this Microsoft really, like, I hope they can build something from the ashes here, because I think in this scenario of PlayStation being a little too bold with some of these moves, like you said, they hit that trio of, like, all the bullshit back to back to back. They need competition. Like, they need real competition. Microsoft just they are just so not prepared to take on Sony, though. And this is what happens. This is what happens. It's so bad.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Oh, good. I'm done. I'm done with them. I have no rumors. I tried. There's not enough out there.
We only do rumors in happy times right now.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Nothing
to, you know, I'm going to look at my, let's see, subreddit, and see if there's anything good that we can just fucking spitball over here.
Ugh.
Nope, nothing. This is, trophies for Black Ops 2. They, Assassin's Creed fucking game files leaked for a remake. Yay. Nope, Far Cry 7. Hey, it looks like the same rumor that we talked about last time, which about a year ago. So, hey.
Maybe Alaska or some shit?
Yeah. And it's going to have a 72-hour time cycle. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, my God.
Majora's Mask and Far Cry, baby. Let's fucking go. Anyways. No, I'm done. I'm not with that. I don't even know what they got right. Did they get it right? Sony's recent slate of announcements? No. what did I do?
Nah, yeah.
Okay, anyways. This is funner. Okay? What are you guys playing? Like, what are you playing? Tell me about what you're playing, okay?
What are you buying? That's
what this is. What are you buying? who wants to go?
You want to go?
James?
No, you want what? Me to go?
Whatever. Sure, I'll go, I guess.
James just woke up right now. So,
huh? Yeah, basically. Yeah, I'm playing a little bit of Lego Batman. I started playing Final Fantasy 16. That's kind of it. Lego Batman's pretty damn fun. It's basically like Arkham Asylum, but Lego.
That sounds Final so cool.
It's a lot of fun, but I'm very busy. As I said at the beginning, I run 3 different other podcasts, so I don't have time to play a lot right now. But so far, Final Fantasy 16 is pretty fun.
Yeah, I was always interested in that game because I hear the combat's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. So I'm not gonna lie, but yeah,
It's more Kingdom Hearts slash
yeah, it is.
Even a little Devil May Cry-ish besides turn-based or anything. So
yep. Okay, yep. Interesting.
I'm digging it.
Not that anything's wrong with turn-based, because as we have me and James' experience in the last 6 months, Expedition 33 deserved every game. Every award it got at the Gaming Award from Mr. Geoff. Or is that no?
Jeff the fuck's Keighley. His name?
Yeah, Jeff Keighley. There it is. That yeah, I knew that was your fucking
boy. I hate the spelling of Geoff though. Like honestly, I'm like,
Claire Obscure was fantastic, and I was actually at the Netflix party for the Game Awards when that was announced with Phil, and we met Amy Lee, and then my now fiance hates me for life because I got to meet her.
That's how she held it over. She's like, "Oh, you know, I would have said no, but it's fine. I can get over the Amy Lee thing, so we'll say yes." Fine.
Yeah, basically.
you know what? This is gonna be really dirty coming out of my mouth, but I'm actually enjoying a Switch 2 game.
I know. I know which game it is, dude. I told you it's good.
It is a definite fucking. I get I didn't even know there was a whole, I guess, subculture that was dedicated to quote unquote cozy gaming. That Pokopia is really like, I'm like, hey, let me just check on my boy Charizard over here that calls me Bud and all that shit. And then next thing you know, here comes fucking Squirtle and yeah, it definitely is Animal Crossing mixed with Minecraft or Pokemon, but it is very addicting and it's also very relaxing. It is definitely one of the better like second screen games that I've played recently, like just to have on in the background type of thing,
Watching something or doing something.
I'm making meal prep, let me just pick up this real quick while this cooks. And so I've been doing that. I mean, honestly, I kind of got a Switch 2 for that because I just saw the hype on it and it's been worth it so far. I mean, my kids aren't jacking it yet, so then I'm just waiting for something that catches their eye, and then they're gonna take it. But I've been playing that, and then some Steam summer sales, dude. I mean, there's some crazy little games that just show up for only $2 or $3, and you start playing them, and next thing you know, there goes my, Sunday afternoon. But I didn't even know there was a game called Maniac that's like literally just rampage mode from Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, so it's just literally you get dropped in, you cause as much chaos as you can, or chaos, I should say, not chaos, chaos as you can within like 2 minutes, and you rack up high scores and shit. It's really fun, nice little Steam Deck game. And then another one that people were talking about that it is. I don't want to say it's Balatro level addicting, but it's called Ball Pit or Ball X Pit.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh yes, I played that.
Yeah,
I have it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, you have it? Yeah.
Oh
that
yeah.
Shit was super addicting. I'm like, yeah. Let me just set these settings up, dude. And next thing you know, fucking an hour later, I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Like I had to stop playing that game because I was so obsessed with it. Like I was like not doing my work, and I was like, what the hell, dude? Why am I obsessed with this game? Similar to Balatro, but it's definitely on that same level.
Yep.
That's so interesting. So. I felt like I was definitely, when I was playing it, I was getting my ass kicked for a little bit. And then I remember I was like, but I keep wanting to strangely go back and like just do a little better, you know? Just do a little bit better.
Yeah. So that's my Steam Deck break game that I've been playing at work. Little 15-minute breaks, getting that in. So
Nice. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
And I went on the Pocopia. I actually had to give it a break because that was too addicting. I would like literally be on every day to just I would think I'd be on for like 20 minutes and then it's like an hour and a half later I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Well, also on Pocopia, I recently fixed my walking pad, so like that game is going to be getting me through my cardio sessions after work
kind of thing. Because
people say that's like literally the game where is those type of games are the best ones to where like, you know, 30 minutes. Yep, 30 minutes goes by and oh shit, I just walked a mile. So
oh, I can see that. That's a good, yeah, because I like pairing the neighbors together. So, like, Pincer and Heracross fucking hate each other. So every time I walk by them, they're like, what the, you just have one fucking horn? they're always talking shit.
See, I haven't even got to that yet, dude. I didn't even know that. I've seen them talk to each other, but
oh, yeah, they fight if they're too close to each other. It's great. But, like, there's all these little things that, it's kind of like the old school days where you had to talk to somebody and, like, you know, at your work or something, like a rumor. You're like, maybe I'll try that. And it ends up being like, oh, that's a crazy little detail. And how the fuck can anybody figure that out? but yeah, I like Pocopia. I gave it a break. I'm going to come back for the DLC next month and then see from there. And I am playing Star Fox, which I love. I thought it was really good. It's just basically like a more optimized, faster version gameplay-wise of the 64 one, but it's graphically and the story are like leaps and bounds like better. The story is actually really, really well done. Definitely more cutscene focus.
just stop it.
Yeah, all the stuff in between's great. The different paths, like it really takes into account what decision you make and adapts the story to it, which is quite nice. I like it. I've done about 4 runs on it, and it was one of those ones too where I'm just, I don't know. The fact that it plays a lot better, like just smoother, makes the game feel a lot more precise. I'm just happy that it seems to be a very big success so far. And I hope this team gets a chance to do a sequel, which I know the rumor was that there is going to be a follow-up Star Fox that is new. So we'll see. I don't know if we ever actually covered that fucking rumor, but all the Ocarina of Time remake and all that stuff end up coming true. So that's looking pretty optimistic. I got re-addicted to Fallout 4 after Pocopia, which, again, was a big fucking time sink. So,
What's that run over there on that Switch 2? Do 60 FPS handheld mode or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's 60 FPS handheld mode, exactly.
So I'll make sure.
Yeah. It upscales, too, so it looks pretty nice. what do you call it? I already put 45 hours into it, so
goddamn.
Yeah, so now my Fallout 4 total gameplay from the Xbox 2 Switch 2 stands at 850 something hours. So
I like Fallout, but I think I'm only at about 50 hours on my New Vegas run through. So 800 hours of Fallout 4, dude. Woof.
The old ones were quicker though. They were definitely quicker games. Realizing I had to stop because I'm like, there's so much fucking game left, and it has all the Creation Club content too. So there's extra quests and like new guns and other factions, and I'm like, oh shit, this is like a really good version of this game. But no, I had to put it down because I sent it to the thread. I saw Final Fantasy VII Remake was on sale for $14, so I decided to buy it and see what the hype is about. And I kind of like it.
you don't deserve that. I'm gonna.
It's kind of great. The combat is a whole lot of fun.
I'm gonna go back on record saying you don't deserve that game.
Well, I'm going to fucking keep playing it because I did like, what do you call, the whole bombing of, what's the name? Like, starts with SH?
Jesus Christ.
I forget. You know, I'm learning.
Shinra? Right now.
Shinra. There you go. I was going to say Shiba.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Shinra is also, like, yeah, that whole beginning section of the game I thought was fucking fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
Welcome to 1997, Fuen, when James is the one who came to show and tell at elementary school with Barrett and Buzz and Cloud figures.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yes.
What? Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. One of my core memories is James showing up to the fucking show and tell in elementary and saying, these are my action figures with guys from video games that I started playing Final Fantasy VII. Yep. And I was like, hey, I know that game. I'm like, this guy seems like a cool guy. Maybe I'll talk to him.
Yeah, dude, I haven't thought about that in a long ass time. Dude, I forgot I had those guys.
You got to go bust out for like the old shoe box from back in the day and just.
Oh, no, I don't have them anymore, dude.
Oh no!
Damn,
right.
If he still had those things would be
probably worth.
Dude, you could sell those to some fucking nerds and get some money out of that.
Nah, it's alright. I got my Pokemon cards for that now.
Oh, there you go, dude. No, but I do really like the remake though. Actually, I just did a lot of I'm doing the motorcycle part right now, which is cool. And then the side character is a lot of fun. Like, it's just a fun little game, you know, and portable, plays incredibly well.
Did you just call it a fun little game? You said
so far.
Oh God, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly why.
Literally, like one of the most important cultural games ever. Remade to be even better than the original, in my opinion.
Yeah, Star Fox. I get you.
Oh my god! Oh, the different paths and the different story, and it's the same fucking game, dude. It's the same game.
Oh,
same game.
This is great. I miss this trolling. It's phenomenal.
So Flynn's. I think what we just heard is Flynn is into furries. That in
these characters look so good right now. No, but I do feel like this Final Fantasy VII, I can see it like a Capcom level remake for sure, where it's like just a dramatic.
What the hell are you talking about,
Greg? See, now he's gonna ruin.
What the hell are you talking about?
He's gonna ruin Final Fantasy VII like he's ruined Breath of the Wild for everyone.
He's like, you know what? He's like, you know what it's like. This is like Breath of the Wild Final Fantasy. That's what it's like.
No, that's what he's going to say about Rebirth when he plays it.
Wait, dude. I'm going to get it. It's $30 right now. I should just get
it. It's called Final Fantasy Oki Afterbirth. Thank you.
That's right. I'll report back on how far I get in the next coming a while, you know? But, yeah, that's it. I got one absurd headline that I just found from July 1st on the PlayStation blog. It says, physical disc production ending in January 2028 for new games releasing on PlayStation consoles. Boy, what idiot wrote that one. Anyways. That's it. Anything else before we go?
Nah, I got nothing.
Nah. Yeah, I'm fucking. I'm so mad right now. I'm already pissed. Dude,
kind of hot there.
I had a nice little childhood memory with James, thinking about our cool little toys, and then you go and fucking ruin it.
Welcome back, baby. Anyways, that was the latest production of the NPC Gaming Podcast. Yeah, I don't know when we're going to do this again, but we'll probably figure it out. It was fun. This is nice. Hopefully news will be better as the time goes along. We'll see. Take them down. Do your stuff. Anyways, so... that's it. We will see you guys. You guys can not find me anywhere right now. I am just working my regular ass job and just, you know, living life. It's pretty nice. So we'll see what I'm playing in a little bit.
Yeah, brother.
Hey.
All right. Bye.
Peace out.
Later.
Bye.